This is a special edition WDOT Port Washington World News. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared on March 8th. Search crews are again come up empty during the third day in research in the desolate southern Indian Ocean. There was no reports of any sign of the missing plane or the two objects spotted in the satellite area 6 days ago. The search area covered Saturday, an area of 36,000 square kilometers, included the area where the new object was spotted by the Chinese satellites, but the object wasn't found, according to the Australian Maritime Safety Authority. They have found more objects, but it turns out that they have just been fishing equipment. The flight has not been found, there's been no debris, nothing that they can track it to. There's been many speculations that a terrorist organization could have control of this. It's very interesting to see. And it's very nerve-wracking to find out what's going to happen to this plane, whether it's in the hands of a hijacker or it's just gone and everyone's dead. It's a very tragic event and very sad to see, and all the families are very saddened by this event. To the U.S. News, Robbie Marks.
Thanks, Tayo. In U.S. News, several hundred demonstrators clashed with officers in a riot near Albuquerque, New Mexico, Sunday in protests that raged more than 12 hours, ending around midnight. The protesters were enraged by what they called police brutality in the March 16th shooting of James M. Boyd. Also, a 19-year-old woman charged with killing a Pennsylvania man she met through Craigslist has given a jailhouse interview and provided specific details about other killings she claims to have committed. Miranda Barbauer admitted that she killed men in Big Lake, Alaska, Mexico Beach, Florida, and Raleigh, North Carolina. And finally, on a lighter note, a dog was rescued from a sinkhole in Maryland yesterday. The dog is 14 years old, deaf and blind. Bow wow. Now on to local news. Here's Rory.
Thanks, Marks. In a few hours, one of the FBI's most wanted will appear in a Suffolk County court. MS-13 gang member Juan Elias Garcia has been accused in the execution-style murders of a toddler and his mom in Hempstead, New York. On Thursday, Garcia surrendered in Nicaragua after having been put on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. 1 year ago, Milton Maldonado was hit by a car and left to die on Church Street. Milton's family in Central Islip is making a plea for justice. Milton was homeless, but was well known in his community for working in a laundromat. His friends say that he struggled with alcoholism for many years of his life. In a few hours, the state Senate is to pass a $138 billion budget that includes tax breaks and increased school aid. The budget includes a $1.5 billion in tax relief for homeowners if their local government stays within the 2% tax cap. The agreement also includes about 5% increase in school funds. Baseball is back, and it is the opening day for the Mets at Citi Field. Now here's Lublin with sports.
Thanks, Abby. Now for sports. Recent news in basketball. Last night, the New York Knicks beat the Warriors, which puts them one game behind the Hawks for the last playoff spot. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Utah Jazz. Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Indianapolis Pacers. Brooklyn Nets beat the Timberwolves. The 76ers, who are on a 26-game losing streak and on the verge of breaking the NBA record for the longest losing streak, won the other night against the Detroit Pistons. Recent news around the NFL, wide receiver DeSean Jackson was released by the Eagles, and many teams, including the Jets, Chiefs, and Redskins, are potentially looking to sign him. The New York Jets signed quarterback Michael Vick and are potentially looking to sign running back Chris Johnson of the Titans. The Jets released quarterback Mark Sanchez, who was later signed by Philadelphia. The NFL draft is coming up soon, and this has been one of the biggest quarterback classes in recent years. Quarterback Johnny Manziel had a fantastic pro day, completing over 60 passes while wearing full pads, which is usually not common for a pro day. Today is opening day for baseball. Many games around the league, including the New York Mets hosting the Washington Nationals around 1 o'clock. Now over to Timothy with March Madness news.
Thanks, Lubin. March Madness was in full swing this weekend with the Sweet 16 around Thursday and Friday, followed by Elite Eight action on Saturday and Sunday. The Final Four is set. The Cinderella Story 11 seed Dayton Flyers earned a spot in the regional finals by beating Stanford to face number 1 overall seed Florida. Their Cinderella run ended at the hands of the Gators by a score of 62-52, and the Florida Gators finally reached the Final Four after coming up empty in their past three Elite Eight appearances. Number 2 Wisconsin marched on to the Final Four with their overtime win in number 1 seed Arizona in the Midwest Regional Final. 8 seed Kentucky continues to show that they mean business with wins over Louisville and Michigan to earn a spot in North Texas. 7-seed UConn stayed red hot with a win over favorite Michigan Saint State, busting Obama's bragging. Florida will face UConn and Wisconsin will face Kentucky. Florida will beat the favorite, for they are riding on a 30-game win streak. Who was their last loss to? The UConn Huskies. This will be an exciting week in college basketball. Nato Lucas.
Thank you, Timothy. Today marks the end of a historic era. That's right. Tonight is the night where Ted Mosby will finish this story on the season finale of How I Met Your Mother. After 9 seasons of laughs and tears, the hilarious sitcom decided to call it a quits. The show will end with an epic 1-hour episode tonight, followed by the series premiere of the brand new sitcom Friends with Better Lives. However, you will not see the end of the story, for they are making a spin-off from the mother's point of view called How I Met Your Dad. In other news, newly engaged couple Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have announced that they are expecting their first baby. The couple has been together since April of 2012. A new report claims that the lovers did not get along during their time filming That 70s Show, but established a connection after Ashton Kutcher's divorce. We wish them a safe and healthy marriage and relationship. That's it for entertainment news. Now on to Stephanie Ann with the weather report.
Hi everyone, better grab a book and pour yourself a cup of tea this week because it will not be a sunny spring one. High winds today and light winds throughout the rest of the week. Tuesday at 56, mostly sunny. Wednesday at 53 with a few showers. Thursday at 55, mostly cloudy. And Friday at 48 with a few showers. This weekend will not be much better, so cuddle up to a movie marathon while it's in the low 50s and partly cloudy. I'm Stephanie Ann Thompson, and now here's Castor with business.
Thank you, Stephanie Ann. Federal regulators knew about 4 fatal crashes involving Chevrolet Cobalts in 2007, as well as 29 complaints and 14 reports of problem disabled airbags. GM and the NHTSA also ignored warnings about a faulty ignition switch. As of broadcast, GM has recalled nearly 2.6 million cars, as linked 13 deaths to the defects. Mary Tibara, GM's General Motors' chief executive, and David Friedman, the acting administrator of the safety agency, are scheduled to testify. Now here's Dylan Sika with Schreiber News.
Thanks, Gastor. Recently in Schreiber High School, various students learn on how to confront bias and bullying. They did this by participating in a training program sponsored by the Anti-Defamation League. It was a 3-day program that consisted of numerous exercises and activities to help confront bias and bullying. All students who completed this training are eligible for applying for a 7-week paid internship over the summer. Another exciting event happening in Schreiber was that both varsity and junior varsity won their last lacrosse game. Both teams played Long Beach, and JV won by 6 goals. Dylan Wilwood, star player on JV, said, "It was a great game. All around, our offense seemed to be playing strong, and we really worked together as a team to get the win." Lastly, Schreiber Slam took place last Thursday night, and many exciting wins took place there too. An upset that was not expected was Mr. Reynolds beat the undefeated Wolfman. Another exciting event was when Mr. Matina fought Mr. Macaroni and won. Now Carlo with technology.
Thanks, Sika. What we have here for technology is what over the past 4 years Qualcomm has been working on and has finally been put into action, the all-join protocol to connect devices from different manufacturers, even if they have different communication standards. It wants to be the language your fridge, your light bulbs, and your garage door all use to communicate. Can you imagine a house that tracks your every moment through your car and automatically heats up before you get home? A toaster that talks to your refrigerator and announces when breakfast is ready through your TV? A toothbrush that tattles on kids by sending a text message to their parents? Exciting or frightening, these connected devices of the futuristic smart home may be familiar to fans of science fiction, but now the technology industry is making them a reality. That's it for technology, folks. Here's Sabrina Brennan with Wacky News.
Thanks, Vlahek. Police say a man who walked out of a New Jersey prison after serving 15 years for robbing a children's shoe store headed straight back to the same shop and robbed it again. Unfortunately, they no longer carried anything in his size. In Salt Lake City, a 14-year-old boy digging a trout pond in his backyard found the remains of an American Indian who lived about 1,000 years ago, ending the world's longest game of hide-and-seek. A Brooklyn man with diabetes says a local movie theater called the police after he refused to throw out the strawberries he brought into the venue. "Heh heh, loser, strawberries are lame," said the Kit Kats on the top shelf. A New York City woman won a $2 million Powerball prize with a number she found in a fortune cookie. So if fortune cookies are really that accurate, then I guess pennies from heaven will be arriving on my doorstep this spring. And now, back to the studio.
Thanks. A lot of interesting stories. That was WDOT Special News Report. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is WDOT, April 2nd, with the news. And for the world news, we have Sax.
Boss. In world news, NATO leaders warn of Russia's threat to Ukraine. They think that the troops can invade Ukraine within 12 hours of receiving an order. While on the topic of war, a drone thought to be from North Korea crashed in South Korea. This has led to higher tensions between the two nations. It is also reported that the two countries fired on each other prior that day. In other news, what was thought to be part of the Malaysian flight's debris in the Indian Ocean was nothing other than discarded fishing gear. This opens up a larger search area and the possibility of using the plane for a terrorist attack. An 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of northern Chile late Tuesday, triggering small landslides, cutting power lines, and generating a tsunami. Four men and one woman died, two who suffered from heart attacks, and three who were crushed. And here's with U.S. News.
Yesterday, a Long Island teenager got into all eight Ivy League schools. It was never an intention to actually get in, but many people close to him encouraged him to do so. He prefers Yale, but whichever school gives him the most scholarship money will be at the top of his list. A 21-year-old Pennsylvanian man, James Valentine, survived a work accident that sent the razor-sharp teeth of a chainsaw blade deep into his neck and shoulder and barely a centimeter away from a vital artery. Thanks to quick but cautious work by his colleagues and medical responders, 30 stitches and an hour of surgery, a day after the accident, Valentine was recovering in a stable condition at a Pennsylvania hospital. Republicans are going all in with Obamacare. The deadline to enroll in the Affordable Care Act for the year has come and gone. The Obama administration is touting the enrollment numbers as a successful first year, but Republicans think voter anger over the law is here to stay, and so Republicans running for the House and Senate continue to make it central to their campaign. Now with local news, here's Del Monte.
Thank you, Kramer. More than 20 members of a violent Bronx-based drug trafficking crew known as the Murder More Gangsters are being arrested by federal agents and the NYPD law enforcement's officials say. The federal charges include drug trafficking and firearms violations. Agents from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's DEA, IRS, and the NYPD began rounding up the suspects early Wednesday and are processing the gang members. A former volunteer assistant coach for a Hudson Valley school crew team has been indicted on rape charges involving two team members. Quick is charged with having sex with two female members of the Kingston High School crew team who were under 17, the age of consent. Police are hunting for a suspect after a man was shot in the head and killed at an intersection in Harlem early Wednesday, officials say. Emergency crews found the unidentified man's body at West 130th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue shortly before 1 a.m. According to the FDNY, no arrests have been made. Now with sports, here's Moss.
Thank you, Del Monte. So the March Madness tournament is going to end on Monday, and we have the Final Four with UConn, Florida, Wisconsin, and Kentucky. In terms of NFL, the Washington Redskins recently required the receiver DeSean Jackson. Their quarterback Robert Griffin seems very excited to be working with him. For the NBA, the Miami Heat's Big Three have opt-outs at the end of the season for their contracts. They'll have a meeting discussing their future later on. And for baseball, the Mets' opening day was 2 days ago, and they faced the Washington Nationals and lost 9-7 in extra innings, while the Yankees had their opening day yesterday and lost to the Astros 0-3. And now we have Arib.
Alright, so for today, we're looking at some rain for the next couple of hours, clearing up around 4 or 5 o'clock. It's also supposed to be pretty warm, as we're expecting a high of 58 degrees, but unfortunately, temperatures will drop down to a cool 40 degrees tonight. But as spring break nears, we can only hope temperatures start warming up as soon as possible, as spring arrived last Thursday, and I'm sure a lot of us are sick and tired of the cold weather of this extremely long winter. We can expect rain showers throughout the next couple of days from now until Saturday night, while we can expect temperatures to hit a warm 60 degrees Saturday. The Midwest is to experience severe weather these next couple of days, with scattered severe thunderstorms throughout the day. Thursday is worse, however, with massive outbreak of severe thunderstorms from Missouri and downstate Illinois to East Texas and western Louisiana. Tornadoes, large hail, and damaging straight-line winds are all threats. Now with entertainment news is Rosen.
Thank you. In recent entertainment news, Justin Bieber is about to get very lucky plea deal in his Miami DUI case. Apparently, prosecutors have backed off the DUI, resisting arrest, and driving without a license charges, and they are working out a deal with Bieber's lawyers for the singer to plead no contest to reckless driving. The three charges will be dropped. But the most significant part of this all is that the prosecutors have backed off their demand for random drug testing. He got lucky, but he's still going to be on probation for 1 year. In other news, Beyoncé is going to be sued, ironically, by two of her biggest fans after they were trampled at one of her concerts. Raquel and Gabriella were at the front of the line when the doors opened, and apparently there was a stampede. These two women were trampled and knocked to the ground, being left unconscious with multiple bones broken. They were taken to the hospital and never got to see the show. They sued Beyoncé, claiming that the venue did not set up proper procedure for entering the arena. Now with science, technology, and a new species report, here's Gilmore.
Thank you, Hannah. Plenty of new species this week. One that I've covered multiple times, but you know, I'm kind of terrible at engineering my show, so I'll cover it again. First, very exciting is a new species of yeast. Yes, I didn't practice saying this scientific name, so excuse me if I mispronounce it, which I most certainly will. It's been dubbed the Wicker Hamamycetes arborarius, and it is unique because it exists all over the world due to being transported by insects. Next, we have a new species of beetle. That lives in Madagascar. It's actually half a dozen new beetles that are under the same name. They're called the Dracula beetle, and they have the odd habit of feeding on their offspring's blood. So, you know. But they don't kill it, which is odd. I don't know why they do that. I didn't read the article that far, sorry. And next, covering a species that I've covered multiple times in the past is... In Costa Rica, there's over 100 new species of wasps, which is really cool, except you should look out, because this species of wasp is parasitic. That's right. That means it injects its offspring into another life form, and the offspring hatches from the life form while eating its intestines. Ew. All right. Well, now we have business with Justin.
Major dating company OkCupid has made a bold statement in the war against anti-gay marriage supporters. They refuse to allow access to their website on Mozilla Firefox browser because the CEO stands on same-sex marriage. The CEO of Firefox has donated $1,000 to a group who proposed the Proposition 8 law in California. It made headways for being able to ban gay marriage in California if it was passed. It was eventually ruled unconstitutional and is no longer in existence. But Mozilla Firefox has still, to this day, not let OkCupid has not let their website be on Mozilla Firefox as a result of this, as they believe that all sexes should be allowed to get married regardless. In other business news, GM announced a major recall this week. 2.6 million ignition switches that cost 57 cents each were the root of the problem. CEO of the company, Mary Barra, spoke to lawmakers on Wednesday who said she couldn't explain why the recall did not happen sooner and eventually caused 13 deaths. That's all for business news, and now we have Steven with Wacky News.
Thank you, Justin. So,
New mom Megan Fox returned to work Tuesday, April 1st, 7 weeks after welcoming son Bodie with husband Brian Austin Green. The 27-year-old actress who plays reporter April O'Neil in the upcoming Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie was joined by co-star Will Arnett for reshoots. Fox looked slim and beautiful in blue jeans, a graphic tee, and a mustard yellow leather jacket as she returned to work. So, Lady Gaga, is that you? In a welcome twist to her typically head-turning styles, Lady Gaga wore a simple top and pants for a trip to her family's restaurant. On the Upper West Side of New York City on Tuesday, April 1st. Lady Gaga, is that you? And that's all we have for Wacky News. Moss?
Well, that was our show, guys. Again, this is WDOT with the news. Thank you for listening.